Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues each and every day. It's a joy to have you to join in the dialogue and the discussion. You can do so by dialing 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion on the issue. We'll be talking about today in question form, is it too late to save America? Is it too late to save America? And I make that statement and ask that question based on the authority of Scripture. As you look back at all of the Old Testament, how God dealt with Israel, Israel would deny God, reject God, turn their backs on God, kill the prophets of God, and God would put them into bondage, judge them as a nation. Are we being judged today as a nation? If not, why not? If God's word tells us that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, would God just ignore the sins of America? Or is it possible that we are, in fact, in the days of judgment from Holy God? We're going to talk about that today. We're going to look at several things that I believe interact with that question, with the issue that we're talking about. But let me tell you, remind you once again, that as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God that we need to depend upon for life, living, and for our mode of operation today. Jesus said in John 8:31-32, as he's talking to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth shall make you free. And then Jesus says in John 14:6, I am truth. Further, he makes a declaratory statement. John 17:17, thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the word of God. It is meditating in the word, staying in the word, studying the word, allowing the word to direct our lives. That ought to be the goal, the ambition, the aim of each and every one on the sound of my voice today. May I just simply say, as a little parenthetical footnote to that statement, if we do not place Jesus first, the Word of God having a primary place in our lives, we could very well be watching the wrap-up of this old world and the end of what we call American society today. In fact, I believe that we're watching God progressively judging our nation for turning our backs on God. We need to turn to truth. Truth is rejected today, denied today, refused today, dissed, as the world calls it today. It was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear. George Orwell said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We see that taking place today on every hand. We see that taking place politically, socially, economically, and even spiritually, where if you stand for truth, you are rejected. Truth is denied. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that made the statement. He warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. Let me just read you one little blurb from his long statement about that. Former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint, and I quote, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of American Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation," end quote. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made this powerful statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And I challenge you each and every day on Let's Face the Issues to do that very thing. Even if you stand alone, stand for truth. Even if you are left on an island to yourself, so to speak, stand for truth. We need to seek the truth and listen to the truth and learn the truth and love the truth and tell it, live it, and defend it, even if our lives are dependent upon it. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the business packages for individuals looking to own their own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. But ladies and gentlemen, there's good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics, technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's family-friendly environment. The store is closed. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing you and your family to worship together as God would have it. Tools for Time is a great place to work for faith-friendly and family and freedom issues. As you work for Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, you're in that great place, a family-friendly environment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Drop by Tools for Time. Fill out an application. Wait for an interview. Toolsfortime.com. Toolsfortime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know of anything that's any more of a burden today, or it should be a burden on the hearts and lives of every individual that's under the sound of my voice. But our nation has a strong military, basically. In fact, I'm fearful that we look at it as having a strong military, and therefore we don't have to worry about Putin or anything that Putin has, or China or North Korea. But ladies and gentlemen, if you look at biblical history, you look at biblical chronology, you look at the eschatological picture in the scripture, America's not mentioned. You have to ask the question, why? Where is America going? What has taken place in the last days? But nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, as it is viewed by society in general, our nation has a strong military. We have a deep foundation in the Judeo-Christian belief system. We once had a strong economy. Our borders were one time secure. So just what's happening to our nation today? What's happening that's causing our morals and ethics and values to simply be dissipated, destroyed, wiped out? One of my sons, number of years ago, said, "Dad," we were talking about issues similar to this. He said, "Dad," let me quote what he said, "America can have a strong military, a strong economy, and strong system of leadership. But if we do not have a strong spiritual foundation, America will fail." And I don't know how I can state that any more succinctly. Ladies and gentlemen, today America is plummeting into a dark, dark place. It is plummeting from the pinnacle of a once great nation. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says America plunging into an endemic lawless society. Without personal accountability and personal responsibility, a society plummets into the dark side of humanity. Edmund Burke said, "The only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing." Further in this article, it states, across the nation, citizens shoplifted $52 billion in merchandise in 2021. Entire gang units in San Francisco smashed and grabbed. Trains moving through the city. Cars and businesses in downtown San Francisco suffered hundreds and thousands of dollars in theft. Ironically, San Francisco City Council voted to allow at least $950 in theft to not be prosecuted. That vote unleashed massive crime in the entire city. The same occurred in Los Angeles. Last summer, such lawlessness visited my family as thieves stole my brother's Rex Harley-Davidson's Harley-Davidson worth $20,000. He worked his self to death for the bike. They stole $30,000 worth of goods out of Rex's garage in the little old Leroy, Michigan, population 500. And it goes on to talk about his experience in that realm. And further, it says, in 2021, thieves stole 810,400 cars off American streets. Gun shootings and knife stabbings grew into the thousands. Chicago stands at the forefront of violence. If you go online, you cannot believe the items being stolen across the country and then being sold. It's mind-boggling. The lawlessness rises right up to Joe Biden's White House. He invited 2 million lawbreakers into our country in 2021. He's still violating his oath of office in 2022 as he continues to break our laws. If the President of the United States will not enforce our laws, that's pretty good indication that we're becoming an endemically lawless society. What does all this theft, thievery, felonies mean? Answer, it means that the basic goodness of the citizens of this country has bled into lawlessness into our youth. More than a few parents fail to teach their children basic citizenship. Further, the article states, we're in for a worsening ride as this endemic lawlessness simply overwhelms our national scenes. Once the baby boomers die out, it's going to be Black Lives Matter, Antifa, AOC, Tlaib, Jackson, Pelosi, Maxine Waters, et al., calling the shots. Dear God, save us from all of them, end quote. America plunging into an endemic lawless society. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not meant to be a negative broadcast in the sense that it is doom and gloom, but it's bringing our attention to where we are as a once great nation and how we have fallen from that pinnacle of greatness into the abyss of darkness on every hand. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, our nation and its once greatness being destroyed by the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party, Joe Biden and the others in that party. Even CNN, and I don't hold them out as being a source of the best information, but even CNN has made a statement like this. CNN host says world is entering a post-American era under Biden. You can see signs of this everywhere, this headline reads. CNN host Fareed Zakari observed Sunday that under the leadership of President Joe Biden, the era of global American dominance is over. The Wall Street Journal reported last week the leaders in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates declined calls by the Biden administration as Russia's war in Ukraine intensifies. Further, it states, according to Zakari, Russia's war in Ukraine marks a new era of world history and in particular highlights evidence of America's diminishing influence on the global stage. One of the defining features of this new era is that it is a post-America. You can see signs of this everywhere in our nation, end quote. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for CNN's, one of their anchors, one of their major hosts making that statement, you must understand that there's the reality of what is happening that's even seen by the socialist Marxist left as they make a statement like that. And CNN does not have a bastion of what we call conservatism. We're asking the question today, is it too late to save America? Your thoughts, your position on that, how do you stand? Do you believe that America is under the judgment of God? Do you believe that it's too late to save America? Do you believe that America can be delivered from the abyss that we're plummeting into? I'm not talking about just on the war scene with Ukraine and Russia. I'm not talking about just with America's lack of interest and doing anything about North Korea's Kim Jong-un. I'm not talking about what's taking place now in Venezuela or in Iran or Iraq, et cetera, et cetera. I'm talking about simply from the morals and ethics and the values where faith, family, and freedom are being diminished and destroyed each and every day. Here's an article that says university orders Christian student not to talk to students who disagree with her. Edwardsville, Illinois University, violated Christian students' constitutional rights by ordering her not to have contact with three students who disagreed with her faith-centric viewpoint, according to a legal organization. Alliance Defending Freedom sent a letter. Alliance Defending Freedom sent a letter last month to Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville, after it ordered Maggie DeYoung, a student in the Master in Arts Therapy Counseling program, from having any contact or any indirect communication with three students. The students, who, according to the American Alliance Defending Freedom, complained to the university that her viewpoints were not welcome or appreciated. What is the problem? Let me just summarize. What is the problem? The student believes that there's two sexes, male and female. The student believes that Jesus Christ is the one that should be in charge. And as a result of that, the other students have complained. University, this article says, university, especially classrooms where topics are supposed to be vigorously debated, should be a marketplace of ideas, not an assembly line for the that type of thinking. This university must immediately rescind the no-contact orders and revise its policies to adequately safeguard students' constitutional rights. Ladies and gentlemen, we're finding the plummeting of morals and values and ethics in America on every hand. We're seeing that in our churches. We're seeing that in our homes. We're seeing that in our educational institutions. We're seeing that on the political level. We're seeing society in general today having no firm foundation in, through, and from the Word of God. And I believe that we're watching, as a result of that, the diminishing of our culture. We're watching the diminishing of our nation and ultimately the implosion of what we call America today. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, I'd like to thank you for today's topic. I don't believe America will stand. I'm a boomer. I'm 75, and I just see too many people that are rabid socialists, rabid Democrats, and the truth means nothing to them. So, no, I don't. And also, there's a scripture, I know you know it by heart, that says a wicked people, God will give them a wicked ruler. And, buddy, we have got a wicked ruler with Mr. Biden. So
absolutely.
I only see, Dr. Youngblood, America falling piece by piece by piece. The rest of the world sees it. I'm sure that the peace-loving people are appalled at what's going on. But I just think for the Bible to be fulfilled, this has got to happen. I heard on the news that Idaho is going to start having, after 6 weeks, a fetus can't be aborted. And I thought, boy, that's really good. But that's only a few people. That's only one state with not a very big population. So I just think that evil is going to wax worse and worse. I think that God's chosen people will be taken out, and His plan with the Jews will be finalized. But will we ever get back up on the pinnacle of power and do what's right and be the world's leader? No, I think that's long gone.
And well, I think you're spot on, and I think what you're saying is exactly right. And I'm thankful to see, even though it's piecemeal, and it's happening in a few states across America, Texas is another one of them that's passed the heartbeat bill. And the abortion stand that after so many weeks can be no abortion. In fact, read an article just this morning said after that bill went into effect and became law in Texas, which has been about a month now or less, it's saving at least 100 lives, 100 babies' lives every day in that, as a result of that law. So I'm thankful that there are states that are, and by the way, that law has been challenged in the Supreme Court in the state of Texas, and it passed muster, and the Supreme Court in Texas left the law intact in place, and yet your abortionists, the ones that are pushing it through the abortion Planned Parenthood murder mill, they're all upset and think that it needs to be eradicated. But I'm in total agreement with you, and you're spot on with your statement. I believe that as we watch these things take place, we're seeing America plummet. And as a result of that, I personally do, and someone might call and have a different opinion. That's all right. But I personally believe that, as you said, we'll never climb back up to the pinnacle to where America once was. As
no.
Ronald Reagan called it, a shining city on a hill. I believe those days are gone for America. And just as we see in the Scripture, the Scripture says God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, if he judged Israel, and he did, and other nations, and he did, why could we say that he's not going to judge or not in the process of judging America today because of where we are? You're exactly right, brother.
Dr. Enright, I really want to thank you for your broadcast. That it's really strengthened my faith. When I see what's going on, I'm appalled, but you always remind us Christ is our Savior.
Amen.
And that alone strengthens me. And I realize that's the purpose of your broadcast. It's not to spread fear or apathy, but it's to reassure people that Christ, only Christ, can get us out of this mess. The devil is just running amok. And the Democratic Party, there's no debauchery that's too low, whether it's same-sex marriage, whether it's homosexuality, whatever it is, there's no, whether it's sex with children, there's no debauchery that they won't stop at because that's a vote. That is a vote. That is power, and that's placement for them in the federal government. So don't look for any righteousness to come from that group. So
that's exactly right.
I just thank you. You're a shining light on a hill.
Brother, thank you so much for that. I'm humbled by your statement. I'm thankful for the privilege and the opportunity as I put this mic on each morning. I'm thankful for the opportunity to speak to our listening audience and challenge each one to look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. So, Tom, thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Derwin on the line. Derwin, go over with your question or comment, please.
Yeah, Dr. Youngblood, I was sitting here filling out my check for $100 this month to send to your ministry over the radio. And
well, I'm thankful for that. May your tribe increase.
Yeah, really. You know, it's kind of funny that if the younger group had not been commandeered by the leftists in the schools, they would learn that all this happened once before. And it was called the Jewish trip to Babylon. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yep.
And it's all laid out there, and all the suffering and everything. Luckily, it was only for, 70 years? You know?
Right.
And
right.
They were sent back, Nehemiah and Jeremiah, to rebuild the temple. Another thing is, I'll catch it some other time because I've had enough time to actually lose the thought, but God bless you, maintain, and, onward and upward.
Amen. Thank you so much for your call and for your words of encouragement. And I say to you, as I do to our audience each and every day, we need to worship God and not government. We need to depend on God and not government. We need to look to the Lord Jesus Christ for our answers and not for some denominational dogma or some political rhetoric. But
glad you said that because you re-implemented the second point I wanted to make. You know, we should have a federal election law that states if you're a ward of the government, you cannot be a poll watcher or have anything to do with the polls. because, you know, there's a certain segment of the society that cannot be there at the polls because they have to work for a living and maintain their families. The people that are poll watchers are on the, you know, they're parasites of the government, and, you know, that's the result you get. You know, look at the last election, you know, all the boxes that came out after they allegedly closed the poll.
Yes, sir. And you touch on that, and I'll say this, and then I've got to take another caller. But one of the things that I want you to hear and understand, and perhaps you do, and others, the 2020 election is not over. It is over from the standpoint of the certification, but with states like Wisconsin, Georgia, North Carolina, and several other states, Arizona, they're still finding major flaws in the 2020 election, still moving through the courts, and there will ultimately be a judgment day when it comes to the 2020 election. And so I've not given up. It's not going to reverse who's in the office, but I've not given up on the fact that the truth will come out, and I'm praying that there'll be prosecutions as a result of it. Brother Derwin, thank you so much for your call. Keep looking up. Our redemption draws nigh. I believe we have Lily on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. God bless you for what you're doing, speaking up as ever. America, as the question you're asking now, I really think that America has crossed the line and it's ripe for judgment. America has abandoned God as a nation, and the only thing that could rescue America now is the spirit of repentance. And the last time we saw this, any semblance of repentance was 9/11. Since that time, it's like the nation is hardened, really. Like Nineveh had the preaching of Jonah. Nineveh was a very wicked city. But at the preaching of Jonah, they repented, from leaders right down, and God withheld his hand of judgment. There is no heart towards repentance. The church, the so-called church, has definitely abandoned its responsibility, because the spiritual leadership would be necessary for repentance, for the nation to cry out to God in repentance, and the church has abandoned its responsibility. So we realize that we are at a place like Sodom and Gomorrah, but the good thing and the encouraging thing for believers is that when God was ready to terminate Sodom and Gomorrah, he looked around to see, find his people. They were not there. You know, they were not there. But the few that were there, he did not destroy them in his wrath. He rescued the four, Lot and his two daughters, and his wife rescued them. The wife fell along the way. But God, his eyes are on his children, and praise God, in spite of where things reach, we know the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church of Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen. Lily, thank you so much. You're exactly right. God is still on the throne, and even though we're looking at the dark, dark days that are out and that we see, there's still that remnant that God has still got his hand on. But thank you so much for your call. God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a book that I had the privilege of publishing a few years back. It's called A Nation on Trial, America Standing Before God. It is verse-by-verse study of Isaiah chapter 1. In your leisure, you study that 31 verses in Isaiah chapter 1, and it's a nation on trial, and we stand in that position today where God has placed us on trial. He's the judge. He's the jury. He's making the final analysis and decision of what he's going to do with the nation of America. So I challenge us today in this broadcast, asking the question, is it too late to save America? Right after the top of the hour news, we're coming back. We've got some answers for us, got some directions. We'll look at articles about what is taking place. We're going to summarize with what God's Word says that we need to do if we want to see America delivered. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't turn your dial. Be right back right after the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.